This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new poll finds Coloradans are increasingly worried about alcohol and drugs. More than 10% of people in the survey by the Colorado Health Foundation said their use of drugs and alcohol has increased in the past year. A Colorado man who was driving under the influence and hit and killed a cyclist was sentenced to 8 years in prison yesterday. A little more than a year ago, 31-year-old Ryan Montoya swerved into a bike lane and killed Gwen Inglis, a champion cyclist who was well known in the state's cycling community. The state is expanding Medicaid to cover pregnant undocumented immigrants and their children. That starts in 2025. Yesenia Baez-Cochea is with the Center for Health Progress. She was an undocumented immigrant and put off doctor's visits for fear of being caught.
I can speak from my own experience of I would not follow through with my care. And many of these people were in that position during COVID.
The Medicaid expansion is expected to cost the state about $26 million per year. Juveniles in Colorado no longer have to pay court-ordered restitution to insurance companies. Since 2016, juveniles in about 200 cases have been ordered to pay more than $3 million to insurance companies, but only about $150,000 has been paid out. There will be no poultry shows at this year's state fair in Pueblo. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
The shows are canceled as bird flu continues to affect domestic poultry across the nation, including in Colorado. According to the state, 1.4 million birds have been euthanized to avoid the disease. It's found mostly in north central and southwestern Colorado, and also in wild birds in El Paso County. The fair will still have other livestock events. This year marks its 150th anniversary. It takes place August 26th through Labor Day weekend. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.